There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, you've heard the story about my whole thing with the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and I did okay. It's sort of a clumsy, not misguided, but it's a clumsy effort on my part. I did the best I could. Well, they went out and just developed the thing. They developed it, and it's both artistic and functional. And it's cheaper than it's actually cheaper than all the stuff I bought to put into mine. It's enough to make you cry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. In the chat room, one of the people there said that there's three kinds of people. There's gun people, people who don't care, and the gun grabbers, which are a very few vocal minority. He's partially right about that. However, amongst the gun people, there are not that many gun people that actually get out there and go to where the struggle is. And my next guest has done this before, and he's doing it again. And that this is the bridge too far, or the bridge where it should go, actually. Joining me again from, I don't know if he's in Tennessee today or not, but joining me again is Tim Knight. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing okay. I have a question for you. While you were up there, is there any way in New Jersey that somebody can come from out of state and carry a gun into state legally without going to jail? Is there any?
No.
No, there's no mechanism for that at all.
No, you need it. Yeah, it's like entering a foreign country. No, you can't. Constitution is not observed there.
Because I did a story earlier today about another guy who, you know, he was going up there to for disaster relief because apparently the mobile phone towers have become part of the necessary needs to life for America now. Apparently there was some sort of a disaster in Trenton, which I'm completely unaware of, and he took his whole crew from North Carolina, carried his gun up there. For some reason, told a cop he had a gun. Now he's looking for a pretrial intervention and a pardon. That's the only way to get past it, right? Pretrial intervention and pardon from Chris Christie.
Yeah, I mean, I met Jeanine Allen when I was up there last. She is a prime example of somebody who needed to get a pardon, and there's quite a list of people who were, you know, trying to get attention to their particular matter to get a pardon, like this gentleman from North Carolina. The only way is to get the blessing from the governor, as it were, after the fact, just to get off. As opposed to a free state, where they observe our constitutional rights, and some people have to take a permit class to get a permit, which is its own separate, you know, hula hoop. But, in New Jersey, there's no way. You and I were to go through there and we somehow were carrying and we informed a police officer, we're in trouble, a lot of trouble.
I wonder how many tactical trainers fly over New Jersey and get very nervous when they're flying over New Jersey if the plane goes down.
I actually had that conversation with a couple people. Actually, a friend of mine the other day said, what happens if my plane gets diverted to New Jersey or New York? And the answer is, you know, look, you've done nothing wrong. You're transporting your guns according to federal law, and your plane got diverted. You get a, now this is not legal advice, anyone. you get a car and you drive to what would be a state immediately. Get a rental car and drive to a state where you're free to exercise your constitutional right. And I can't believe we're saying that about our republic. There are lines where all of a sudden certain parts of this grandiose thing we have the Constitution is not observed.
Apparently, it's the only place where borders are recognized.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Oh, the only place where borders are recognized. You're up there currently working with the gun owners of New Jersey trying to put together a recall for State Senate President Sweeney.
Yes.
And this has really been a long time in coming. Right now, the unspoken tragedy that's happened up there, the murder of Carol Bounds, is sort of an example of what you guys are putting up there. And Christie has gotten out there now, and he's promising executive actions that really, I mean, he's trying to seem like a Second Amendment kind of guy. And he falls, I mean, when you talk about falling short, if you're talking about like playing in the field, this were a baseball field, he's still in the parking lot. Have you seen his proposals? What is it? You got to get your permit to buy. You got to get your permission from the state to buy a gun in New Jersey now within 14 days of applying for it. Isn't that going to make a huge difference when you're dealing with a psychopathic killer like the guy that killed Carol Bounds?
Yeah, also, and then you add on to the fact that what a restraining order is basically is a legal document telling you where you can't go, or if you intend ill will, exactly where you should go to commit that crime. I don't think a 14-day waiting period or even a 14-minute waiting period after a background check is going to work for me or anyone else that really wants to, you know, to stay alive. And that's, you know, there's no good answer there. I think that it's an epic fail on the governor's part, and, you know, a restraining order is just that. It's a piece of paper. And unfortunately, that doesn't stop bad people from doing bad things, as we've learned. So I would rather a more forceful deterrent.
You know, one of the questions I got to ask, and I understand, and like in the case of Brian Fletcher, okay, the North Carolina man who got caught, or and Shanine Allen, for that matter, mm-hmm. and this is not necessarily a strike against them. However, these people that bought guns, that went through all of the stuff they had to do to carry a gun, they're probably very good people, good law-abiding citizens and everything, but they really stopped, and they stopped short of where they should have gone in their education about carrying a gun, didn't they? Because I don't understand why there's not like some, you know, I think New Jersey should be walled off like Manhattan was in Escape from New York with gigantic signs that say, if you come into New Jersey with a gun, you're getting locked up. It's against the law. Nobody can have a gun in New Jersey. They don't have that. And we keep hearing these things, and I just sit back and I think about, you know, you're on the NRA board. I've got connections with GOA. There's people out there and say, all the people that are members of an organization that would actually educate them to a degree, that number is woefully low compared to the number of gun owners out there, and it's probably those gun owners that drive to New Jersey with a gun in the car, isn't it?
Yeah, it is people who just don't actively get engaged and see, oh, I own a gun, and, you know, these other people got it from me. You only get, you know, the hard way to get involved is to get involved after you have a problem. And I don't, Shanine Allen was a very nice lady. I chatted with her briefly. I don't know what her level of involvement was before her situation, but I did have a conversation with her. I said, did you get a lot of allies and people you didn't expect to be necessarily on your friend, for your friends or on your side? She said, it was amazing. Well, I would rather have those friends before, and I think Shanine Allen would too, based on the conversation I had with her, where she's like, you know, look, I've had my eyes opened. Well, folks out there, open your eyes now so that when you do have a problem, hopefully we never have that. But where, you know, you've got allies and you've got friends and you've got knowledge to perhaps not get in that particular situation. And that's really what needs to happen. Too many people are relying on another group or an association to cover them. Well, you know what? You got to get involved, and you have to get informed, because there's no passport control at the New Jersey state border, or when you drive into California and they ask you, hey, right before you get in the state, do you have any illegal fruit in the car? Well, they don't say when you go to New Jersey right before you get there, hey, do you have any illegal guns in the car?
Hang on a second for me. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings us 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, Peter Beccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is where you'll find a lifetime warranty on every holster, every piece that they make. Most of what they make are accessories to go with the holsters so that you can hook them up the thousands of different ways that are available because of that wild modularity. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere, really. He just sort of roams out there, sort of like the Man of Steel, I guess. Is Tim Knight. He's fresh back. Now, you're going back to New Jersey, right?
Yeah, what I do is, you know, I'm spending a lot of time on the phone now, but, you know, working with them on a plan, and hopefully when they collect their petitions and turn them in successfully in December, I'll be there, and whatever else they need, I'm kind of on call and just ready to help out. But I'd love to share some observations and some thoughts with everyone listening, because when I went up there and we spent time, we got a lot of things that a lot of people on our side of this issue need to know.
Well, I hope one of them is going to be one of the things that you and I discuss. So, instead of me asking you the question, you just tick them off. What are they?
Well, the biggest one is that we always hear, well, I don't want to be on a list. I don't want to have my name out there. You know, when this document is collected or any document is collected, they're going to have my name. What we ran into in New Jersey was a whole bunch of people saying, look, I don't want my name and I can't sign that. You know, Stephen Sweeney is going to know. And people were afraid. We cannot, folks, no matter where we are. You're probably already on a list anyway. And if you're not, you should be. Because if you're letting someone threaten you with a list, as it were, the thought of a list, we're going to have a lot of time, a hard time digging ourselves out. So people were so paranoid about being involved and, I can't have my name on it or there'll be repercussions. Look, if repercussions or the threat of repercussions is something that you're not going to get involved in, you want to stay out of it, guess what? The rest of us are not going to be able to bear the weight after, you know, as more and fewer people get involved. And we've had a lot of people for the first time ever on our side of the issue knocking on doors and trying to look other people in the eye and saying, hey, look, this time it matters. This guy's, you know, pushing tyranny on New Jersey or reinforcing it, and we can't do that anymore. That knocking on the door thing was the first experience a lot of these folks had. And you know what? A lot of people taking the time out of their lives, knocking on doors, realized that a lot of people in both their state and their country no longer care about what's happening. Folks, you got to know that we have to stand there and we have to knock on those doors, but you also have to know that a lot of people have given up. So you taking the time out of your life and then doing these things and then going and talking to your friends and neighbors about how you made a difference is how we change this, because we have to know we're making a difference and it's worth it. I get frustrated too. We all do, because people just don't care. They don't want to know. I want to be left alone. I know I don't like someone knocking on my door, but maybe we got to start filtering that and saying, you know what? Someone is knocking on their door. What are they actually asking me? Are they trying to sell me a vacuum, or they're trying to stick up for our country? That is what we need to start reevaluating. Absolutely. And getting the message out there is vital. We have to share. We have to get involved. We've got to get off the couch.
Now, let me ask you a question. You have Colorado to compare this to. What was the degree of apathy in – because this is what you're describing, is people wanting to be apathetic. They don't want this to happen, but, you know, I really don't want to do anything to make sure that doesn't happen. So just leave me out of it, okay? I don't want to get involved, that kind of thing. What was the degree of apathy in Colorado compared to New Jersey?
The apathy was far worse in New Jersey, just because I think that the rights have been degraded so much.
Right.
The involvement and cost. Well, I don't want to do that. It's going to cost me something. It's going to cost me more time and effort. It's because New Jersey and the 350 people who came down and participated in this thing had enough. More people actively need to get involved in saying no more. And what we had in Colorado was a whole bunch of people very upset about tyranny, and we're willing to do something about it because they had a very large encroachment in a very short period of time.
Right.
In New Jersey, they've been slowly taking stuff away and getting people used to this. What it constantly becomes a new norm, a new line drawn. And that has to stop. And the only way we lose that, you know, continue to lose, is by continuing to do nothing.
Well, I mean, I know Anthony Calandra out of there, and I know this guy is just, you know, full of fire, but he's probably an exception, isn't he? He's not the rule there.
Yeah, that's what it is. And it's the exception. It's the exceptions that we always deal with, the people who are going to make an exception in their lives to go make a difference. And that is what Anthony Calandro and Alexander Rubin and many others, who I was glad to shake the hand of. That's my reward, to shake hands with people who are out there getting it done, who say, well, I'm nobody. I'm like, no, you're somebody because you're out here doing it. Those are the people. Those folks, whether it just be the average Joe or some guy who owns an awesome gun shop in New Jersey, they are filled with fire and they want to get it done. And I stand with those people, and I'll stand if there's just one. But, you know, what we need to do is reinforce those people, let them know we got their back. Whether you're in California, you can send them $40, or whether you're in, in New York and you can go and drive a car. You can't collect signatures, but you can drive a car and help these people out, or cross the line with Pennsylvania, leave your gun at home. Across the line from Pennsylvania and help these people out, because that's what it's going to take. We had in Colorado, when we did our recalls, we had phenomenal people like Sean Maloney and Linda Walker from Ohio and a couple people from other states get on an airplane and just say, how can we help? We're here to help because it's a republic. And I get it. I understand. I got a complicated life. I know everyone else listening out there has a complicated life, but that's what it's going to take.
Well, Malone and Sean's going to be with us tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to him about this. And, you know, with his business, I mean, he actually has to look at certain things that we're not going to get into, but he actually has places where he can't even go as well.
Correct. Absolutely.
You know, when you were saying this, I had this, I need to find some operating capital because I want to start a business, and I'm going to cover the entire border of New Jersey, and I'm going to call it Gunkeeper Incorporated. And before you cross the border with New Jersey, if you want to drop your gun off with me, I'm going to bond it, and I'm going to keep it safe for you. I wish you well in New Jersey because you're going into Indian Territory, cowboy, but that's really what's needed, isn't it? I mean, something like that. I mean, for just a normal everyday traveler, for the Brian Aikens and the Shanine Allens and the Brian Fletchers and all these guys, they're not getting the word about the East Germany. And is the attitude sort of like an East German attitude, a beaten down, I'm afraid, don't want nobody to know I'm here attitude?
Yeah, and when you take on an established politician, of which we ran into in Colorado too, you know, the people see, well, what are the consequences of this? I may agree with you. One door apparently someone knocked on was a preacher, and he said, I may agree with you, and my wife will sign it, but I'm not going to go near that because there will be consequences to this. Well, yeah, that's
like what?
My neighbor's going to, exactly, because this thing becomes a matter of public record. Now, when you take down a politician, you take down his political structure too. In Colorado, when we took down the president of the Senate, what we did was basically disassemble
You just keep that, just put that in idle. Just 1 second.
Pause.
My guest this hour, Tim Knight. We're going to be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. You know, they have their original line, which didn't really have a line name. It was just their stuff. Then they came out with the DC-3. Then they came out with the Scorpion series. Now they've got the Contact series. All of this stuff, you can look at the evolution of the company and realize that the first generation stuff is just as viable. And as they modernize and go forward, I don't know where they stop. I don't know what stops them from, they may become like the young stallion, no, the wild stallion from Bill and Ted. You know, they may revolutionize life. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere is Jim Knight, board of director member of the NRA, but specializing in grassroots agitation and motivation. And you were about to just go off on a tangent, and I had to stop you. So if you want to go ahead, go.
Well, just when people get elected to office and they move up the chain, they build a structure under them of friends and commissions and people they get jobs for, et cetera. So when you go after these people, those allies are, of course, going to push back. And when you take that apart, you're taking apart all those friendships, all those relationships, and all those allies. So they're going to fight back. And This is what is very much entrenched in politics everywhere, of course, but in New Jersey especially, where everyone owes a favor and everyone knows somebody. And the consequences, people go, well, my brother got a job with that guy, or, you know, this guy was involved in that. There are lots of people entrenched saying, I really want to find that. I don't even like that guy, but he got my brother a job. Look, folks, I get it. I live in the same world you do. But we have to decide whether we're going to let these little favors and be afraid and be held to that leash, or if we're going to say, look, this guy's not doing a good job. And it doesn't matter which guy I'm talking about. It matters that you have to decide as citizens whether you're going to be a citizen or a subject. And if you're going to be a subject and just sit there and take the tyranny being dished out, well, that's what it is. Then we're stuck with it. But those of us out here carrying the weight, we welcome you. I'm thrilled to stand with you. Stand with Bill or anyone else. I am ready to push back on the system and within the system, within the rules we're given here, because this is how we claim our country. This is how we defend it. And Washington warned us on the way out the door that do not let these political parties that you guys have created get in the way of maintaining our republic. And that's what we need to do. His words were very, very strong, and they never need to be forgotten.
The, you know, one of the problems I have with states like this, like Maryland, where that that cat from Florida who didn't have his gun with him, but had a concealed carry permit, and he didn't take his gun with him. I believe his name was Philippidus. Very interesting.
I think that's right. Yeah, yeah.
He's driving through Maryland to go to New Jersey, so he leaves his gun at home. And when he's in Maryland, they run his tag and find out he's got a permit, and then they pull his car apart, don't find the gun. They separate the family like he's a drug pusher. Where's the drugs? So they're looking for a gun. And then they don't find it, and they roll off, leaving everything scattered on the side of the highway. We as gun owners really don't have what – we're not free, are we? We're not free to move about the country the way we want to just because we now have to carry papers – in the case of a concealed carrier, identifying ourselves as a gun owner and a gun carrier, do we?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That is a problem. And, you know, other rights and perceived rights, et cetera, keep getting either confirmed or reissued or reinforced by various courts and whatnot, and those are, but the ones, the actual amendments to our Constitution or the Constitution itself seems to be, like you said, you cross the border into a state and they see in the warrant section on their thing, or you happen to show them your concealed carry permit because that's what you do in your home state, and all of a sudden they take your car apart. Well, I don't know. Did you do anything wrong? Because I know I didn't. I actually, it's written right there. I keep a copy of the Constitution for their enjoyment if they want a copy. I carry extras. It says right here. I haven't done anything wrong. I don't know. It's a true problem, and the only way, to your point, and to what that gentleman happened on the side of the highway in Maryland, is that we have to and join a group, be involved. The more of us, if every gun owner was at least slightly involved and said, no, I don't think so, we're all done here. We got this wrapped up. If we all stuck together. No group is perfect, but if you want improvement and change, you as an individual need to make a difference. I'm talking to you guys out there. That's what it's going to take. It's going to take an engagement. Don't be a sticker keeper and keep a sticker on your car saying, I like that group, but I'm no longer, yeah, right? Nice sticker. Okay, but have you been a member for 5 years? No, I haven't paid you a couple of years. Okay, well, then take the sticker off because I love the thought, but I need your time. I need your effort. Or worst case scenario, and I'm glad to have it too, is your money because I know everyone's got time and busy. Give us something. Give us some of your treasure. No sticker keepers. I want engagement. And I know we can't all do it all at a time, but if we all put in the little effort, we got this.
You know, when they were considering the expanded background check mentioned to me, that was the constituents calling them and telling them not to go that way, wasn't it? It wasn't the NRA. It wasn't GOA. It wasn't 2AF. It was the voters doing it because there wasn't enough members of these organizations to make that kind of a difference. That day they held that vote, Cornyn's national carrier reciprocity got more votes than expanded background checks did.
Indeed.
And this is the kind of coalescence we need, isn't it? Daily.
It is. It, and it, Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, people say, well, I hate getting all the junk mail from all these organizations. I hate that. I hate it. I got it. You know what, though? If we are not going to be involved, and that, per your point about the Manchin Toomey, you know, at the time there was Colorado recall. It looked like it was going to become a reality. There were some citizens out west getting mad. There were some people making some phone calls. It was the same fire that summer. It was the same, I don't think so. You guys have overstepped. And whether it be the recall in Colorado at the time or people saying, you know what, those people are doing that there, the least I can do is pick up a phone. Again, it was another example of, wow, those people are doing something. Let's pick up a phone. I heard more than a couple people say, well, California is at least slowing down on some legislation because of what those couple hundred people are doing in Colorado. Yeah, folks, get involved. Pick up the phone. Join. Be a part of it. That's what it's going to take. You know, a lot of people say, well, there should be a membership inside, an offer for a membership inside almost every gun case. I agree. But you as the consumer get to decide who stands up and who you stick with. You know, I'm glad to participate with any group that wants to make a difference, as are you.
Yeah, this whole thing about being, you know, I know about the squads and everything, and I've heard about all this stuff and everything, and I know they don't exist for the most part. I'm not afraid to go against any politician. I would actually, as a matter of fact, I got plans to go. I got one that I may recruit you to help me depose of maybe next year. I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be an uphill battle, though. It'll be an uphill battle just because I don't know who's going to run against him. That's the problem. He's going to be in an open election. We need to get rid of him. But having said that, I'm not afraid of going up against him, and I'm not afraid of butting up against him. And, you know, there's a couple of other things in the chain now that are, well, I think I told you about him. Locally, I'm going to be able to make quite a splash here very shortly. So all of that notwithstanding, how do we get, well, we're coming up on the last break, so I'll ask you this question on the other side. Not even going to ask you this on this side. Tim Knight, how can they find you? How can they help you out? Where's the website to go for what you're working on right now?
Well, just my general website at the moment, Knight for NRA. We have a, I guess we'll call it a fall package we're putting together where I'm getting on the road and making a difference on the East Coast. And, you know, we can share that with you guys. And maybe we can get some folks together where we're going. But we're putting that together right now.
Very good. All right. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is backed by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that? Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go, Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, the only kind of holster I run because it's so modular. I'm waiting for them to come out with a adapter to where if I wear a GoPro on my head, the holster will hook up to that harness. I haven't suggested it yet, but they probably will make it if I ask them. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. To your point in the chat room about gun manufacturers taking their NRA donations and turning them into memberships, that's something we would have to ask them. I know Taurus does it, like you said, and that's about the only one I know that does it. But anyway, my guest this hour is Kim Knight, NRA Board of Directors, grassroots agitator and motivator. What is, in your experience, the hard part about being a grassroots organizer and trying to put together an effort like a recall against a tick like State Senator Steve Sweeney? The uphill battle is to get people motivated, isn't it? That's the hard part.
It is. Yeah. That is the hard part. You know, you can be a cheerleader, get people involved, but until they actually get off the couch and feel like they can make a difference, it's tough. And once you get them off the couch, and we had people driving from the furthest reaches of New Jersey, 2 hours and 45 minutes away, way upstate, where you could throw a rock at the New York line and actually throw it over.
Yeah.
Those people were driving down because they wanted to make a difference for their state and could actually collect signatures. It was awesome to meet those folks. That is the payment. That is my reward. When I go to do these things and stand with people, it's to shake hands, just say, hey, thank you. It's awesome. But more people need to do it. More people, whether it's in their state, get involved, be a part of something. Because if you're just sitting there and you're got a busy life and you're not doing other things, this is slipping by, and we can't. Those days need to be over. We need to not partake in the sitting. We need to partake in the standing. And that's what you and I are going to work on. That's what we're going to work on with your listeners. We're going to make a difference, show them that they can make a difference, and. You know, I'm going to share some of my plans very shortly with you, and then we'll make some offers to some folks in some key states here in these off-year elections, and we're gonna really slowly but surely show people that they can and will be the difference in this republic.
The the people that live in these states. If we were to take a New Jersey person, not like an Anthony Calandra who gets out and travels a little bit, but if we were to take just a regular New Jersey gun owner who lives probably in a heightened state of fear 100% of the time because he owns a gun, and put him, say, in Kansas for a week, what kind of culture shock do you think that brings to him just when he realizes the difference in the freedom, the true freedom?
You know,
I mean,
yeah. No, it's a huge thing. I mean, I think they can't understand because they said, you guys are speaking an entirely separate language. We don't even really understand that because we don't have this and we haven't had it for 20 or 30 years. I mean, it is huge. Kansas is a great example. Even when we went to go visit Connecticut for the first time, we didn't realize you needed a permit to buy ammunition. That was for us coming from a relatively free state or freer state so far as those rights. That was a big wake up. Those, oh yeah, have you heard about Connecticut? Have you heard about New Jersey? Coming from the other direction, people say, well, oh, gosh, this can't happen. Oh yeah? Did you know you need a permit in New Jersey to buy a gun, and in Connecticut you need a permit to buy ammunition? That freaks people out. And then maybe showing them those examples, it's going to make sure that they reinforce their state and get involved. That's what we're looking at.
How has the fallout over the failure of the New York SAFE Act registration scheme, which is a abject failure? Cuomo can't do anything about it. Law enforcement's not backing him up. How has that just the information of that kind of defiance? How has that not just fallen accidentally over the border into New Jersey, where people can get this idea that you can defy government and simply not have to go along with some totalitarian despot?
Right. Well, I mean, that's part of it, is that people say, well, I'll just ignore the law and, it doesn't affect me. I think that until someone gets arrested, until someone starts enforcing something, the book, it's on the law, on the books. And yeah, right now it's an abject failure. But it's on the books. That doesn't mean they can't turn around and start enforcing it and changing the culture. Right? That's really what it is. Get it on the books, and then if we need to start using an example. I mean, I don't think anyone's been arrested in Colorado for the magazine limit either. But it's going to take one, and then people go, "Wow, that's it's the law." Yeah, it's the law. I get it. Those laws are unconstitutional. They're wrong. It's not, but the people say, well, it didn't happen to me, so I'm good. We can't even let the bus go down that far down the road. I just can't,
I
can't do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. The, that part of it just irritates me to no end.
Mm-hmm.
When I started talking about Fast and Furious, I knew what that was going to be about. And nobody was talking about Fast and Furious. It was outrageous enough that the government got a couple of cops killed. And still we don't talk about Fast and Furious for the most part. There's a couple places out there that do talk about it, but it is largely, nobody's been punished for it.
Oh, no. New job. You get a relocation package. You don't get fired over something like that. Like breaking the law. But if you and I were to do something so terribly stupid, borderline criminal, and in that case criminal, there's no consequences for that if you're a federal employee just following orders. I don't know the last time I remember someone saying I was just following orders. That didn't go over so well in other countries, but apparently here that's okay.
Well, hang on a minute, Tim. Are you asking me, guest 507, if you're being censored? Because I'm not talking about the NRA per se in this segment. I'm talking about a recall effort in New Jersey.
Correct.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the problems brought about by it. You're not being censored. I'm running the show is what's happening here. That's what's happening.
Right.
You're not being censored, okay?
Indeed.
Anyway, now going forward, how far are we out before D-Day and this has to actually come to a head?
When they turn in their stuff in December of this year, or very early December, comes to a head. That's when they have to turn in their stuff, and in the meantime, they need to chip away at it and you know, work hard and do more grassroots stuff and sign and drive events and reaching out to voters. That's what they have to do, and they're doing it.
Good deal. And when is the drop dead time?
I believe it's December 2nd.
December 2nd. Let's not that. Well, it'll be here before we know it. But that would be a lovely Christmas present to give to old Steve Sweeney, the concealed carry permit holding sausage stuffing down his throat, no neck, elitist. We're going to get in trouble here. Anyway. Anyway, I think you get my I think you get my drift and everything. We're gonna, I'm looking for the younger guys that are coming in, like the Sean Maloney's, like the Tim Knights. For those of you who are listening who don't understand what's going on here, these are the guys that are part of something that are trying to change everything because they see the issues and they're going out there and they're trying to change it. Now, they want to do it incrementally because that also means peacefully. Which I like peace, too. As a soldier, I train for peace, and I understand the need to sometimes gear up and everything else. But just bear in mind that if you don't do it peacefully, you got to be prepared to do it violently. And, you know, that's just part and parcel of that. Anyway, before we run out of time, give out the website where they can contact you if they want to try to get involved with this New Jersey effort and give you a little bit of hip.
Sure. Yeah, nightfornra.com.
With a K. K-N-I-G-H-T. Knight. Knigget.
Knigget. Yep.
Anyway. Before we run out of time, thanks for joining me tomorrow. I'm going to have your colleague and partner in crime on the show tomorrow. I need to have you both on at the same time, I think, and see what happens when you guys tag team something. I would really love right now to have a New Jersey affiliate right this minute. I would love to have one of those.
And be out behind enemy lines, absolutely. Yeah. You know, Sean and I would love to come down and hang out with you and maybe get some range time in and maybe come out and, you know, go to your studio with you and hang out. That's always a good time.
That's cool. We'll talk about that. We will talk about that. All right. Thank you very much for joining me. You keep it going, and I'll be circling back to you soon.
Thank you for your time. I enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Folks, we're going to do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.